Greetings, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Yesterday, my family and I visited a church my wife and I were members of over a decade ago. I happened to be on vacation, and we received a message from a member of New Song Community Church, inviting any and all former members to come to the final service and to share their stories and their experiences after worship. New Song Community Church was closing the doors. After the service, many folks got up and shared stories. Stories of the kindness and hospitality they encountered. Others shared how they were built up in their faith, how they encountered Jesus Christ. One man talked about how his small group laid hands on him and prayed for him. And he has not touched alcohol ever since. God set him free to be a better husband and father. Some folks talked about how they'd been visited in the hospital, how the church was there for them when their loved ones died. I got up and shared how my wife and I had just been married. Neither of us had darkened the door of a church in many years, and we decided to visit New Song. Well, because it was the nearest church, you could literally see it from our front door. And in a small group at New Song, Jamie and I truly experienced God. New Song was a catalyst as we grew in our faith. There was thankfulness to God. There was laughter. There were tears. We sang the song and tears came to my eyes. Blessed Be Your Name, that song that talks about the ups and downs of the Christian's journey. We sang to God, You give and You take away, but my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be Your name. What an appropriate song to sing. That evening I was asked by a friend, What went wrong? Why did that church die? I told him I wasn't sure what went wrong is the right question to ask. Of course you could point to all sorts of factors. Our culture is becoming increasingly post-Christian. Many folks at New Song got older. They were less able to do the work. Folks died. The church had shrunk. The lack of young people reveals they struggled to reach the younger generation. They weren't ideally located. One person called it a country church. Certainly, leadership and members, they made mistakes over time. Beloved pastors left. Undoubtedly, COVID impacted this church as it has so many in this nation. I mean, I remember reading a stat pre-COVID that said 10 churches die every day in America. How much higher is that stat now after the pandemic? While many, if not all, those factors are true, what went wrong is not the question I'm asking right now. Because you see, my friend, there is no church that has surmounted all obstacles, survived the test of time. None of the churches the Apostle Paul planted in the first century still exist. The fact is, since Jesus ascended to heaven, churches come and churches go. And unless Jesus returns soon, well, in another century or so, the churches we see today, they will also be gone. And while it is proper to shed tears when we see a church die, it is not something to get depressed over. You see, the Christian is the only one who can see there is no loss that is meaningless. The tearing down, the taking away, is doing something. It is part of something far more glorious than what the painful moment might appear to convey. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. My friends, Jesus has been true to his word. The fact that Pastor Joel is at the ends of the earth, preaching the gospel, is proof. I'm in a small city in Indiana preaching Jesus, the Son of God, came and died on the cross to save sinners. That is a remarkable thing. In a broken world, in the harshest of climates, with pastors and members who screw up royally, century after century, Jesus continues to build his church. The gospel is still going forth. It may not look like it if we're staring at a moment, a little moment where a church dies. But if we pan out, Jesus is doing exactly what he promised in history. You could argue that through these little deaths, resurrection hope is realized. New Song got its name from Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. And today, my friends, I want to give thanks to God for New Song Community Church, because through that ministry, many, including my wife and I, saw Jesus and we came to fear and trust Him. God put a new song in our mouths, and I continue to sing His praise. And I have taken the best things from New Song and brought them to Heart City Church, where I pastor. And the baton, the gospel baton, will continue to be passed. The church will continue to be established by Jesus until that day when we're all together at Mount Zion, gathered around the Lamb, when we'll all sing a new song together with the heavenly host. Revelation 14:3. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.